Daughters Healing from Family Mobbing: Stories and Approaches to Recover from Shunning, Aggression, and Family Violence, by Stephanie A. Sellers, Ph.D. Narrated by Julie Slater. Published by North Atlantic Books. Charts and other resources can be found in the PDF that comes with this audiobook. Dedication. To girls forced into marriage, to daughters rejected for speaking their mind, to widowed mothers cast away by their own children, to lesbian, gay, and trans teens rendered homeless by their parents, to girls whose genitals have been cut, to women murdered by their own fathers and brothers, to every daughter across history who has been harmed by her family, I dedicate this book to you. Unto her who renders decision, goddess of all things, unto the lady of heaven and earth who receives supplication, unto her who hears petition, who entertains prayer, unto the compassionate goddess who loves righteousness, Ishtar the queen, who suppresses all that is confused, to the queen of heaven, the goddess of the universe, the one who walked in terrible chaos and brought life by the law of love, and out of chaos brought us harmony, and from chaos thou hast led us by the hand. Ancient Invocation to Goddess. If one takes the evil itself into one's heart like a spear, how can one's goodness still survive? I can say only that there is a mysterious alchemy whereby the victim becomes the victor. As C.S. Lewis wrote, when a willing victim who had committed no treachery was killed in a traitor's stead, the stone table would crack, and death itself would start working backwards. Dr. Scott Peck. The life I could still live, I should live. Carl Jung. Acknowledgements. First honorings go to the Holy Mother of Guadalupe, the goddess Sedna, my ancestors, Mother Earth, and all those unseen spirits who sustain me. First and foremost, I want to acknowledge the girls, women, sons, and people of all gender identities who shared their stories in this book. Some trusted me with their very lives in doing so. To women in shelters under protection from domestic violence who shared their stories of family aggression, I extend my deep respect and gratitude. Thank you, global relatives. Thank you to my literary agent, Mona Kanan at Great Dog Literary, and to acquisitions editor Keith Donnell and the entire amazing team at North Atlantic Books. Your enthusiasm for this work has been wonderful. A big thank you goes out to Kate Breudigam, graphic designer at Gettysburg College, for designing the charts. I thank with loving gratitude my beloved Welsh Corgi, the supreme Bindu of unconditional love, who is at my side as I wrote every day and many a long night. Thank you to my beloved husband and best friend, Robert E., who kept me going during those long writing sessions over many years, keeping our household afloat, making nourishing meals, watering the gardens, bringing me tea, reading drafts, and listening. Thank you for the love notes in my lunchbox and for always keeping the faith. Thank you to my second cousin, Becky, who did not desert me when everyone on one side of my family mobbed me. And thanks to my aunt, Anna May, and Uncle Leo for their steadfast love. With enduring affection to my dear nieces who make my heart smile, Lexi, Francesca, Devorah, Samantha, Chris Bell, Mary Margaret, and Christy. With love and gratitude to my ever-expanding, wonderful new family. Thank you to Manuka Case for being instrumental in bringing this work to fruition and for being a devoted friend and spiritual sister. Deep gratitude goes out to my many close friends for their unequivocal support through the highs and lows of writing and seeking publication. Especially Brenda, Jane, Chris, Maggie and Bill, and Lori. Thank you for your unwavering belief in me and this work. A note from the author. In the pages of this book, I do not intend to define a single cause of family mobbing or to cast patriarchal religions as all bad or identical. I do not intend to provide a single approach or one universal solution for problems stemming from centuries of misogyny across countlessly diverse cultures and the immeasurable diverse expressions of those cultures within people's lives. Rather, this book is a place to start. I hope this book helps those suffering from family mobbing begin to understand their experiences in all their varied expressions, and that it provides them with possible causes of mobbing and solutions they can use to foster individual healing, meaningful community action, future academic scholarship, global awareness and interventions, and targeted professional protocols. I have done my best to be inclusive of the experiences of mobbing in the lives of all women and girls in terms of cultural, race, and class differences, but unintentional and invisible to me biases might appear in this book. I encourage victims of family mobbing to take what is helpful from the book and to change whatever is not into language and concepts that are more useful to them. My hope is to provide solace, guidance, and possibilities for rebuilding your life after mobbing. This book is a place where discrete forms of violence against women and girls by their families have been brought together to be analyzed and called out. Hence, it is a starting place for a global conversation that can continue in other forms, like social media, community groups. In these forums, the diversity of more women's and other people's voices can be directly heard, and these voices can better teach us about their experiences of family mobbing. The book centralizes and focuses on the experiences of women and girls, but also draws from a wide circle of voices: men, boys, transgender, and genderqueer people. Last, italicized quoted material without endnotes throughout the book come from conversations that I had in person and on social media with people who were targets of mobbing. I have kept the daughters, sons, and trans voices who share their testimonies between chapters anonymous to protect them from backlash, or in some cases, to protect their very lives from lethal family retaliation. Disclaimer for daughters' healing from family mobbing. This work depicts actual events in the life of the author as truthfully as recollection permits. Biological relatives are referred to only in the broadest terms as the relatives or kin or family, which neither indicates, identifies, nor suggests any individual person of any generation, of either paternal or maternal lineages, living or deceased, with whom the author may be biologically related. While no individual persons are referred to by name or identifying title, like sibling, cousin, parent, etc., all identifying characteristics have been avoided to neither suggest nor generally refer to any biological relative and to utterly conceal their identity and respect their privacy. The author does not share a similar name with any biological relative. Further, we all know that human memory is deeply flawed, and the author's biological relatives, though their identities have been concealed, may have utterly different accounts of the mobbing events. Letter to the daughters. Dear daughters, and all targets of family aggression, I want you to know that I wrote this book first to make sense of my own experiences, and then to share what I learned with you, the daughters caught off by their families. Over the years, I have spoken with, written and listened to, and counseled and received guidance from many daughters from all over the world. If you have been mobbed, I know you may be feeling like you are stranded in the middle of an ever-shifting three-dimensional puzzle that keeps falling apart even after you believed the pieces were at last coming into focus. Understanding what happened with your family can feel permanently elusive and irresolvable. I remember that feeling, and so do thousands of other daughters.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?